unto them that decree unrighteous decrees and that right grievousness which they have prescribed.
And will put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice.
To turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right from the poor of my people.
Kamala Harris sent police to her house and handcuffed the mother and jailed her. And she lost her job, she lost her home.
That widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless.
And she had to live in hotels thereafter. And the police, when they arrested her, she said to them, you can see her on the tape. He said, are you really going to handcuff me? She was wearing her pajamas. She was dragged out of bed. She was handcuffed behind her back. The police said, if you want to complain, complain to Kamala Harris.
And what will ye do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will ye flee for help, and where will ye leave your glory? Without me, they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain.
Well, folks, want to keep the information flowing as we get closer to the election. We were pleasantly surprised to see the eye of Milton disappear and the downgrade of the storm to Category 2. However, there were tornadoes. There was flooding. Lots of damage still. There's others that are claiming that the media lied about the storm. I look at it more like the prayers were answered and what they planned, the evil ones, did not come to fruition. We will see how DeSantis and Trump rose to the occasion to provide needed support. Pretty cool. There will also be some lighthearted moments today with President Trump on a podcast and some more clips to help cheer us up a little bit as we continue on this battle, this information war. Here we go. So I wanted to show you again this, you can see this photo, the eye collapsed as it hit the coast of Milton. Milton hit, the eye just seemed to dissipate. This is it. The worst is over. Praise God. He has done this. He answered our prayers. And we give him the glory. Now, some of the clips that I found when I was on X looking around trying to find out more information, you'll notice that the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium, I was there this past summer, and not this summer, but last summer, and surprised to see the roof was ripped off. And so as we go through all this, just remember that if you loot in Florida, it's a reminder, you'll... if you loot, you can get shot.
Remind potential looters that people, you never know what you're walking into. People have a right to defend their property. This part of Florida, you got a lot of advocates and some proponents of the Second Amendment. And I've seen signs in different people's yards in the past after these disasters. And I would say it's probably here. You loot, we shoot. You never know what's behind that door.
Yep, you loot and we shoot. Who are ever forget that from DeSantis letting, kind of warning everybody what's going on there. Here's another angle of the stadium in Tampa Bay Stadium, ripped apart. Just showing this to you now. You can see the damage being done there. There's a lot of tornadoes that were just came out of nowhere. A lot of folks were wondering why. Another thing that happened was this phenomenon, the purple skies. Don't know if you caught that in the Gulf Coast of Florida after Hurricane Milton's path. So that was really awkward to see the purple haze in the skies everywhere. There was another guy that everyone was following called Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan defeat Hurricane Milton, or Mike Tyson will. But he was in his boat. You're looking on your screen. He stayed in there. And after the big part of the storm passed by, they went to check on him, and he was just fine. It kind of reminded me of, I believe it was a movie where we saw a guy in a boat and he discovered, hit the side of the firmament and realized that he was in a show called The Truman Show. Kind of remind me of that. They kept following the guy in the boat. And if so, of course, you've got the video of all of the linemen getting ready for Hurricane Milton. God bless our linemen and crews who will be working around the clock to restore the power. We know that a lot of power went out through Florida. We're seeing a lot of flooding. And, there's going to be a lot of support that's going to be needed throughout that entire area. But just glad that it didn't hit Cat 5 all the way in and cause all kinds of damage. And so I wanted to show you this since we're still talking about that particular storm. This is what President Trump did. He's hosting, he hosted 275 Florida linemen free of charge at Miami Doral in Florida. And that's a nice place. I happened to stay there when I was flying out of Miami last year. We needed a place to stay. I got a discount on a website that I use and was able to get a room there. And it is phenomenal. So they got a definitely a nice stay, get some rest, get ready to get out there and get that store, get that the power restored. And here's DeSantis talking about that very thing about supporting the utility workers.
We have also worked with the utilities to have the largest staging of utility workers in linemen in advance of the storm any time in American history. We will have in Florida, by the time the storm arises, over 50,000 linemen, and those linemen are being brought in from places as far away as California. So as soon as that storm passes, you're going to see the assessments and the power restoration efforts commence immediately. Additionally, the state of Florida has assisted with the evacuation of 352 healthcare facilities in the.
And so they did, you know, it's always precautions. It could be, you know, category five, right? So they have to prepare for the worst. We prayed that it would dissipate, and we were pleasantly, very, very happy about the turnout, basically, but discouraged with the storm coming in the first place. I wish it would have just been gone all together. So speaking of storms, before I show you some other clips here with President Trump and more, wanted to remind you of the damages that were done, of course, in North Carolina and other places from Helene. Check this out.
Well, Vice President Harris and some members of the media are complaining that people are asking hard questions about the Biden-Harris recovery to Hurricane Helene. They say it's a new conspiracy theory. I'll concede that we need some new conspiracy theories, but it's because all the old ones turned out to be true. Conspiracy theories up something like 37 to nothing. Here are the facts. Helene was a monster storm. We saw it coming. The federal government had time to prepare. It wasn't prepared. We don't have nearly enough soldiers and military helicopters rescuing people. During Katrina, we had 20,000 soldiers and 350 military helicopters. A week after the storm in Appalachia, we had, I think, 7,000 soldiers and maybe 100 helicopters. And you especially need helicopters in a mountainous area. Senators Budd and Tillis are so frustrated, they've asked Vice President Harris and President Biden to put an active duty military leader in charge. But so far, I don't think they've heard anything. Now, in the middle of all of this, the White House.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to say, in the middle of all this, the White House sends a FEMA representative on a national talk show on Sunday to say, stop with the hard questions. It's hurting the morale of the FEMA employees. You can't, even Jussie Smollett can't make this stuff up. I mean, most Americans who saw that interview, Sean, thought, you know, cry me a river. That's what we pay you for. Get your ass back to work and do your job. And then, in the middle of all this, the vice president puts out this tweet that she wants to send $157 million to Lebanon. Lebanon is run by Hezbollah. We're at war with Hezbollah. If you give Lebanon money, Hezbollah will take it and use it to buy weapons to try to kill us and Israel. There's no reward for being stupid.
I love how Senator John Kennedy goes after these guys. It's just phenomenal, some of the stuff that we've seen. So I showed you, talked about tornadoes going back to Florida and the storm Milton. If you're looking at your screen, you see this. Somebody pulled up while they were on the freeway. We were getting reports that, you know, I-95, even I-75, there were tornadoes that were hitting down, sometimes two at a time. But this was a big one going right across. Everybody's pulling over. Obviously, you see something like this, man, it just freaks you out. And I probably wanted to do, you could see debris flying all over the place. And man, that is not something that we take lightly at all. So that we saw a lot of storms a lot of tornadoes and activity going on. Somebody else saw this. There's another tornado for all of you guys to see. They saw it right from their home. He said, my brother's home. They are all okay. Extensive damage. This guy definitely recorded something going on there in Florida. So it's just something that to be aware of. So, of course, we had so many folks talking about the response to the hurricanes playing out, and all President Trump came out and said the great people of North Carolina are being stood up by Harris and Biden, who are giving almost all the FEMA money to illegal migrants in what is now considered to be the worst rescue operation in the history of the U.S. On top of that, billions of dollars is going to foreign countries. North Carolina has been virtually abandoned by Kamala. Drop her like she dropped you. Vote for President Donald J. Trump, MAGA 2024. New York Post showed this headline. Abandoned by FEMA, North Carolina town residents devastated by Helene, left to fend for themselves, Cain and Abel, right? Cain and Abel. And so talking about Senator John Kennedy, he said, you know, cry me a river. I believe this is the interview he was talking about on Communist News Network.
I mean, false information when people are so desperate and in need is dangerous. At the very least, are you seeing it? Are you seeing signs that these rumors and the misinformation is taking hold, that it is becoming a problem and that people are grabbing onto it on the ground?
Grabbing onto it, that people are actually telling the truth. Are you following this information there?
You know, I think that there is some people that are making, you know, these claims and believing this. But what I see on the ground, actually, is the majority of people, the local leaders, the sheriffs that are also helping to fight back on this narrative, letting people know that FEMA has been there with them. The federal government has been there with them side by side during the response and now the recovery.
Do you guys see how they lie? We've been covering this for more than a week. And the sheriffs aren't supporting this. The local people know what's going on. And yet they're allowed to go on the Communist News Network and lie to all the liberal folks that hang out, diehard Trump haters, so they can enjoy and say, see, that was just a bunch of made-up lies. It's not true. That's how they operate.
And they're the trusted leaders in that community. But I want to make sure that this has to stop, because if it continues, we will see more and more people not trusting their federal government to be able to give them what they need. And so I need people to register for assistance so I can get them the financial resources they need to support their recovery.
Oh, is that right? We need to stop this because we can't let them not trust the government anymore for their support. Not the government that sent $250 billion over to Ukraine and billions of dollars to other countries. Last week, hundreds of millions of dollars to Taiwan. Oh, we can't let them know about that. We're going to give them the $750, but if they don't, you know, if they apply for it and they don't get the money, we'll do the best we can to figure out what we can do to assist. These guys have lost their minds. But I want to show you this. Right here, somebody went out. And, you know, I like to see little stories like this. Chia's Sun Smoke went out there, mom-and-pop shop in Wisconsin, and they made these bad boys here for cooking gear, outdoor cooking gear. Here we go.
One, we are getting the messages. We understand of the situation in North Carolina, and we understand that our rocket stoves would be useful down there. We have 75 on the floor. We started these yesterday. We're hoping to wrap them up this weekend. So there's 75. I think logistically we're going to try to
get them in a U-Haul and bring them down to North Carolina to probably just distribute them through the fire department. And then they can, you know, hand them out as they.
Pretty cool. And they, don't you love that? They put that out and they show you how this thing works. They place it in the back of the vehicles and they're heading down to North Carolina. I said, well, how does this work? And I found the clip. Here you go. Check this out. That's cool. So cool. Here's another thing that'll really make your day that's cool for that you definitely would like to have with you every single day. Folks, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having some headaches and some more things going on with you physically in your body, you don't know what's going on, you probably something with your cell phones or Wi-Fi or other electronic devices like 5G cause any problems? Well, there's a product from Fix the World Morocco that will help you out. They have devices that have composites of shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders, all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. Well, this energy field was discovered, studied by late scientist Dr. Reich, and there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that were included in the research documentation section of their website. Well, when used in your environment, the devices they created transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs, that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, electronic devices, into healthy, life-preserving energy. Many people have become sensitive to EMFs, which can cause a number of health issues. You got to use these products in your environment. They can protect you from EMF toxicity and help to restore a harmonious environment that aids in better health and well-being. We've got it. Folks, I'm sleeping better. I used to have pain in the middle top part of my head. It's gone since I received these products. I have them on my phone. I have them all over my house now. It is helping me so much with pain relief, growth in plants. It actually helps with food preservation, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. Go in the description box below, ftwproject.com/REF/532. I know that's a lot to say, but just go below this video, below the podcast, click on that link, and order your products today, folks. You will not be disappointed.
Something very strange right now is going on in Wyoming. This is a map of the forest fires in Wyoming right now. You notice they're all mostly on the eastern side. Well, here's a map of the state of Wyoming. And as you can see, the western side of it is yellow, which is mostly federal land. And the white is privately owned. In fact, almost 47% of Wyoming is federally owned land. Well, the fires are all on the private side. Not that there's no reason for that. It's just, you know, fires happen. Maybe it was drier over there. But the only thing is that they just found 2.3 billion metric tons of rare earth minerals in none other than Wyoming, the southeastern corner of Wyoming, near Wheatland. For reference, Wheatland is right in this corner over here, right around there. And there's a big fire. Now, the people of Wyoming and this region of it that actually own the land are against the idea of a gigantic mine going there, changing the topography forever, and who knows what that could cause. But it's crazy. Some of the biggest forest fires ever recorded in the state's history, 74,000 acres. And of course, you do know that the state can confiscate or seize or take property, given that the private landowner is compensated during a emergency or disaster. And the Wyoming Rare Earth Project got $450 million, a loan or a grant from the federal government to get some mining going. So what's with that?
I wonder how come they don't cover this in the mainstream media, show you how this is all playing out. How come they're not talking about the fires? It's almost like they set all these fires on purpose. They got everybody to get this weather manipulation that's going on in the southeast. Everybody talking about the hurricane heading into Florida. All the talks with the disasters that they're causing in North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina. But they're not paying attention to all the acreage that's getting burnt up in Wyoming, which, again, seems like another land grab from the federal government. They just keep showing it.
Fox News alert, Hurricane Helene wreaked havoc on North Carolina. The state will be reeling from the damage for years. And the storm just isn't impacting people's lives. It's affecting the election. Last night, the North Carolina Board of Elections announced changes to voting rules in counties impacted by Hurricane Helene. And some people are concerned. Senior political correspondent Kevin Cork is here. Kevin.
Evening, Jesse. They're talking about major changes in the voting process. Now, this is, they say, designed to help displaced voters in the Tar Heel State not only cast their ballots, but also make sure they have their voices heard this November. However, some Republicans are expressing deep reservations about the plan because of concerns about voter integrity. Now, the changes were approved by unanimous vote by the bipartisan board coming just 10 days before early voting begins in the battleground state, and even as mail-in voting is already underway. Now, a couple of the changes I want to tell you about, including this, voters in the 13 counties that have been heavily affected. by Hurricane Helene will now have more ways to obtain and deliver absentee ballots. By the way, more storms coming possibly. Voters in those counties will have longer to apply for absentee ballots. They'll be allowed to drop their ballots off anywhere in the state, not just in their home county. There'll also be teams that'll be sent to storm relief centers to help register more voters and, you guessed it, collect more ballots. What's more, the county boards will also be able to, by a bipartisan majority, hire poll workers from other counties and then move them all around the state to ensure there are enough experienced workers at each voting site. Now, the problem is, say critics, Jesse, we don't know where they're going to draw these poll workers from. And with ballots being able to be dropped off anywhere in the state, how can anyone accurately contest voter turnout discrepancies, say, in different counties? And keep this in mind. North Carolina was one of the last states to report back in 2020. It took them 10 days to certify the general election, despite being a relatively small state. Now, I can also add this very quickly. President Trump's team, the Trump Vance campaign, issued a statement tonight asking for more access for North Carolinians. They say it is super important that the people who've already suffered from the storm don't lose their right to take part in this important election. And big amen for that, Jesse.
I don't know if I love or hate these late changes in the election law, but I know Mark Elias, the Democrat election lawyer who specializes in shenanigans, loves it. So that makes me a little suspicious, but who knows what's going to happen? It could work out. Yeah. We'll cover it as it unfolds.
Isn't that convenient? Another way to steal an election. Guys, drop off your ballots anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. Get absentee ballots, as many as you can. You have more time than than before. We've got teams to help you out as we collect all these ballots. Yeah, Mark Elias behind it all. Another thing going on the election side, Afghan national arrested for plotting ISIS-related Election Day terrorist attack. Yeah, FBI arrested a man from Afghanistan who was allegedly planning an Election Day attack. And interesting, the FBI actually did something you would think was positive, although anything that we see coming from the top, the FBI, you know, like dressing up as Trump supporters for J6 and going in there and causing all kinds of havoc, arresting anybody that was at J6, you know, going to their homes and 2 o'clock in the morning with kids and grandkids and with weapons to take American citizens down. That FBI. Federal prosecutors charged Nasir Tawhidi with planning the attack in support of ISIS. He was arrested Monday in Oklahoma City with the Justice Department said he was making his initial appearance in federal court on Tuesday. According to a federal criminal complaint unsealed Tuesday, Tawhidi and unnamed co-conspirators were followers of ISIS and took steps to carry out their attack in the U.S., including selling the family home, working to relocate family abroad, and purchasing ammunition. Their ultimate aim was to stage a violent attack in the United States in the name of and on behalf of ISIS. 27-year-old Tawhidi traveled to the U.S. on a special immigrant visa in 2021. Now, also, that's how he got here. The criminal complaint says electronic records accessed by the FBI showed Tawhidi allegedly viewed ISIS propaganda and contributed to a charity that fronts for and funnels money to ISIS. They say that Tawhidi searched for access to surveillance and security cameras in Washington, D.C., checked webcams showing the White House and Washington Monument in late July. They think he was seeking out places in which gun laws were more lax. Oh, just conveniently put that in the end. He was seeking out places in which gun laws were more lax. So let's go to these places where gun laws just seem to be open for everyone. I'm going to head out that way, and says Tawhidi, and I found some great spots, and I think I'm going to make this happen. Almost like they're seeding a narrative. Almost reminds me of Milton Cooper. Right? He was warning everyone before 9/11. Guys, they're going to blame this thing on bin Laden. They're going to tell you that it was some guy that came out of a cave with a bunch of people and made this happen. And then a few weeks after 9/11, he shows up telling everybody, I told you so. And I believe he ended up gone right after that. So could they be putting this into the minds of the people, CBS News, to put some fear, number one, in those that are going to the election booth, and number two, setting up something they're going to try to do on Election Day. We'll go ahead and try it, right? And you guys will see what happens because we've had enough. Part of this, we've had enough. You know, a lot of folks were deputized throughout America. One of those was Eric Trump. Fletch 17 showing this. He's a special duty sheriff. Well, those special duty sheriffs in law enforcement, they provide force protection, preserve peace, detect and investigates crimes, arrest violators, and assist citizens in emergency situations. They enforce state and federal laws as well as jail rules and regulations. And another thing that was interesting that if you're looking for, the arrests, Save the Children offices were raided in Guatemala. Get that. Police in Guatemala raided five regional offices of British aid agency Save the Children on Monday as part of an investigation into alleged child abuse. Huh, they're supposed to save the children, but they're abusing them. Imagine that. Where have we seen that before? Prosecutors requested information from U.S. authorities in April about the alleged involvement of the organization in smuggling children across the border. Save the Children said it was aware of the activity at their offices and denied the prosecutors' allegations. So Save the Children's involved in trafficking of children to high-level people worldwide. We've been saying for years that these corrupt charities are involved in child abuse, money laundering, and other evil stuff. No way this would be coming out on MSM if the bad guys were in control. It was only about a year ago Save the Children charity suffered a huge cyber attack that breached the organization's systems. Information, evidence, extraction, probably. Wait till people find out about the Red Cross. Exposure on charities is incoming. That is for sure. And we heard from President Trump. He's doing all he can to help America. He was at a rally here in Pennsylvania, Reading, Pennsylvania, recently.
From the very beginning of this journey, I've been on a mission to rescue our nation from a failed and corrupt political establishment and to give you back the country you believe in, the country you were born in, and the country you deserve. You're going to get it back. We're all getting it back. In that mission, I will never quit, I will never bend, I will never break, and I will never, not ever, under any circumstances, even in the face of death, we will never give up, never going to give up. We're going to turn it around. We're going to have the four greatest years we've ever had. I'm putting everything on the line to fight for you. I didn't have to be here. I could be in a beautiful beach. I could be in a gorgeous beach somewhere in the world. There's sun beaming down on this beautiful body in a bathing suit. The sun would be beaming down. The waves would be crashing into my face. Instead, I'm here with you in Pennsylvania, and I'd rather be doing that.
Man, he's got a great sense of humor, and he carries this crowd. You can hear the eruption of the people. And they are loving these rallies. And these could be the last rallies that we hear from President Trump leading up to an election. Hopefully he does a lot more victory rallies after this is all said and done so we can enjoy them even more so with all the people. And so if his sense of humor, of course, was on a podcast recently. I'm going to show you more of this. But here's a clip from that. And I needed this just to help me, just lighten my mood. There's a lot, has been going on lately.
I'm good with names, you know.
You are.
You're very good.
The Pocahontas.
Yeah.
We have names.
What about, and there was, you, Tampon Tim was good. What about,
Tim,
is
the
that?
The problem with Tampon Tim, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
In other words.
It's a mouthful.
It's a lot. Yeah. Tampon. And you can't stutter it through when you call it. It's really a lousy word to say.
Yeah.
But it's quite accurate, right? there are some, Comrade Kamala. It's a little hard to say. She's comrade because she's obviously a communist.
Yeah.
She's horrible. So I call her comrade. And it's not bad. But when you put the names together, it's a little, you got to be able to pum. No, you got to be able to put it out there. But we have a lot of good ones. A lot of them I can't go into with you because some of my best ones are from the Republican primaries. They're all friends of mine now.
So we're going to hear a lot more from him on that podcast. I got some clips from that to share with you. Pretty cool. We got more at andweknow.com. It's all, there for you. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom, folks. I remind you to go to that website. It's got everything. The social media for us, X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, all of our videos. If you want to subscribe to our newsletter, it's there. If you want to hit that contact button and send your photo in wearing gear, that'd be great. I ask for folks, when you send your photo, please only send photos of you wearing the gear. I'm getting a lot of folks sending in things that they think they can communicate with me, send me, hey, look what I found. I'm digging. I found this. I found that. It's very difficult when you're clicking and you get 10, 15 of those and you're trying to find a photo of folks wearing the gear. So I'm just asking for your help there. Also, if you're wanting to have like a no ad, you know, pop-ups like Rumble does, you can go to Clout Hub. It's in the description box below. All of our videos are also there. And they also have, you know, the option to translate it into any language, just about every language you can imagine on there. So you can also go to shop.amweknow.com. And you'll find our sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, accessories, tees, and tanks. And we've got the Get Ready for Election Day, take 28% off all statement tees. That would be the Do Not Comply. I'm voting for an election. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November and more. And so I wanted to throw this in there real quick also. Got this picture. Good morning, LT and Ankh family. We're reaching out to ask for prayers. Philip is battling lung cancer, is going into surgery this very minute. We ask for him to be lifted up in prayer and bring God's mighty strength and eternal love to his heart for victory over his illness. And we love you, Ankh fam. That's from Carrie and Eric. Thank you for sending this in. And we do hope and prayers with Philip. Hope that he comes out of this just fine. And we continue to pray for all of those that are in dire straits right now. Philip, just want to let you know, thank you for following me, Carrie and Eric, for sending this in. Absolutely amazing. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
So Kamala just said that she can't think of one thing she'd do differently than crooked Joe Biden, right? So how about, I'll read off a little list to you. How about the following? She wouldn't do one thing. Remember that. What about the nation-wrecking border invasion, 21 million people? 21 million people plus came into our nation, and among them are murderers, drug dealers, people from mental institutions, human traffickers, mostly in women. How about that? She wouldn't do that differently? She went from the best border in the world to the worst border in the world. She went from, we had a border that was the best in U.S. history, and now we have the worst border anywhere in the world at any time. There's never been a border like this. What she's done and what he's done, what they have done to this country, the worst inflation in the history, costing a typical family almost $30,000. The inflation, she wouldn't do that over again either. Maybe the worst of all, and something that a lot of people don't hear about, because look at all the fake news. That's a lot of fake news. I think this is the worst of all, in a sense, and you'd almost say, how could it be worse? She lost 325,000 migrant children. Their parents are looking for them. Think of you with their parents. Think of you with their parents. 325, due to incompetence, due to the fact that she had the worst border, due to the fact that she let our great people not run the border. She got rid of all the things that we were doing. We had the safest border. We went from the safest to the worst. Those children are now dead, in slavery, or just plain missing. Probably most of them will never be found again. Think of that. 325,000, because of their incompetence, they're missing. Probably many of them are dead. Number four, migrant flights, flying illegal migrants into our cities. Remember when she said, no, we want to, about a month ago, she realized this was not playing well for her in the polls. So they came up with a phony little idea that they'll do something.
The only thing they didn't do, though, they didn't stop the flights that were pouring in with thousands and thousands, and actually over the course of a couple of years, hundreds of thousands of people flying over our borders. They didn't stop that.
Of course, President Trump went through that entire list. Number five, the Afghanistan catastrophe. He mentioned most embarrassing event in U.S. history, where they actually pulled out, the military first, civilians last. $85 billion basically in gear gone. Number six, the October 7th attack on Israel. Biden and Harris enriched Iran. That's right. The Ukraine disaster was number seven, millions of dead because of their weakness. Number eight, the natural gas export ban crushing Pennsylvania. Number nine, pushing transgender ideology on minor children. And number 10, the insane electric vehicle mandate. President Trump said, I won the last two debates, one with Crooked Joe, the other with lying Kamala. I accepted the Fox News invitation to debate Kamala on September 4th, but she turned it down. J.D. Vance easily won his debate with tampon Tim Walz, who called himself a knucklehead. I'm also leading in the polls with the lead getting bigger by the day and leading in all swing states. The first thing a prize fighter does when he loses a fight is say that he demands a rematch. Well, it's very late in the process. Voting has already begun. There will be no rematch. Besides, Kamala stated clearly yesterday that she would not do anything different than Joe Biden. So there's nothing to debate. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Donald J. Trump. Who in the world would vote for Kamala? Why would people even want to support her? Have they lost their mind? Probably. Cynical Publi said this, it really bothers me when I hear people say Kamala is not ready to be president. The statement seems to imply that some point in the future she might be ready. In reality, Kamala Harris will never be ready to be president because she is dumber than a box of rocks.
It is completely mind-boggling to me how this woman still has people that support her and actually want her to be the president of the USA. Just take a look at this film.
How are you going to bring down the cost of food and groceries?
We really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
This is and remain at the back of every individual person in the U.S. Let's hear their answers. Trump first.
So we have to start always with energy, always. I don't want to be boring about it, but there's no bigger subject. It covers everything. If you make donuts, if you make cars, whatever you make, energy is a big deal.
Yeah, first of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams.
You're not answering the question, lady.
It's my ambition to get your energy bill within 12 months down 50%. If I can do that, you've done a hell of a job. 50.
And ambitions for your family and working hard and finding that the American dream is for this generation and so many recently far more elusive than it's been.
But we're going to get interest rates down, and we got to work with our farmers. Our farmers are being decimated right now. They're being absolutely, absolutely decimated. We're going to let our farmers go to work.
Look, I grew up a child of a mother who worked very hard. She raised me and my sister. And she saved up, and by the time I was a teenager, she was able to buy a home.
Interest rates, energy, and common sense. A lot of it's common sense. Everything. You know, I like to say we're the party of common sense.
And, we grew up actually for a long time in an apartment on top of a child care center that was owned by the woman we called our second mother because she helped my mother raise us. And she was a small business owner, Michelle.
Just look at the utter confusion on their faces. My goodness. America, if this woman becomes your president, you are in some massive trouble. I mean, real world trouble. Imagine her and Putin seated to negotiate. How about Xi Jinping, the Iranian president? How about North Korean president Kim Jong-un? She will have no chance visiting the UK or Germany.
But remember, she's just a puppet. And of course, this plays out even on Fox. Check this out.
This election is not close. There's no way in blue hell this is close. This is just impossible. Nobody is. Listen, I don't have a problem. Hillary Clinton, I didn't like her policies, but she could present, she could debate, no problems. Waltz, at least I know what policies he's talking about, except the weird face stuff, but that's fine. At least he can speak on it. She can't speak on it. This isn't the job where you figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
So I think the America is going to say no. And I don't, like I said, I don't think there's no way, no way this is close.
No way this is close. And, of course, great laughs. And here again, you know, I promised you another clip from President Trump. And he shares something about Biden. And I thought you guys needed this as a little laughter before I show you some stuff from RFK Jr. and what he says about Kamala, like we played in the intro.
Over the last week, I have to, what we talk about, funny or sad. I think it's more sad than funny.
Yeah.
He has one ability I don't have.
Yeah.
He sleeps. He can sleep. This guy goes on a beach. And he lays down on one of those, you know, 6 ounce. They weigh 6 ounces, and you can't lift it. They're meant.
These guys are having a blast.
They're meant for children, young people, and old people to lift.
Yeah,
they're aluminum, you know, hollowed aluminum.
Yeah.
They weigh very little, and he can't lift. And somebody convinced him he looks good in a bathing suit. And when you're 82, typically bathing suits aren't going to make you look great.
You're
not going to be enhanced.
Yeah.
All right? It's just one of those things. I can't be sure about that, but typically you don't.
Depends what he's packing. He could.
I don't know what
like
the hell he's packing, but I don't want to know either. I don't know. But he has an ability to fall asleep while on camera. He can lie down on one of those things, and in minutes, he's stone cold out.
How does he
and
do it?
And he's got cameras, because he's the president, so they have cameras on him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they show him sleeping on the beach.
Yeah.
You'll never see me sleeping in front of camera.
How do we...
So I needed that, just a little bit of humor. And here's another one. This guy throws in something to just remind us, you know, when you've got a gift where you can throw humor together and get it out on TikTok or whatever these guys use. Here's how they do it.
Kamala's opponent promised a lot of things last time to the black community that he did not deliver on. And we got to make sure we help black men understand that. So that's why I'm here, to make sure I help black men understand. First, get out and vote, and then vote for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris.
I'm sorry, boss. I don't know who to vote for. I don't know how to vote. I don't know how to spell vote. I don't know how to spell independent research. I don't know nothing about none of that. Maybe fancy basketball player Magic Johnson from the Lakers can help me figure something out and how to vote, because I just don't know. I don't know where to vote for, who to vote for, and he say Trump did a bad job, so I guess I'm going to believe him. I don't know how to read that. Those words just look all jumbled up to me, boss. I don't even know. It hurts, boss. It hurts. $250 million, that sure is a lot of money. But they said Trump did a bad job, so I'm going to keep on believing them. And all this stuff right here, I just can't read that, boss. That's too much for me. I'm uneducated. I don't got no ID. I don't got nothing, boss. So this is just no good for me.
He's talking about the First Step Act that President Trump brought in. He's also talking about the $250 million to the nation's historically black colleges and universities. He says, oh, I don't know about that $250 million. Trump signing a bill to restore the funding for black colleges. And he's just acting like, well, wait a minute. You know, if you're telling me the truth, Magic Johnson, I don't know who to vote for. So I guess I'm stupid because I can't do my own research and find out all this information.
So I'm going to keep believing him.
Be for real right now, Magic Johnson. Seriously, be for real right now. This is what the left is good at. Poor black men don't know no better. It went from we can't afford to get IDs to this. If you have any self-respect as a black person, you know what to do.
That's right.
Vote for Trump.
That's right. Way to go. And, you know, there's folks that attend universities, and they're basically told something from a Kansas professor who won't vote for Kamala. Those that won't vote for Kamala should be lined up and shot.
Guys are smarter than girls. You got some serious problems. That's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that.
Imagine. Send your kids off to college for a great, wonderful degree. And there's the professor up there letting the kids know. Very influential children, 18 to 22. They're not children. They're young adults. They're voting age, right? Trying to tell them how to think and then talking about lining up and shooting those who don't support Kamala. And she even has that type of rhetoric about her. At a recent NAACP event, what does she want to do?
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
There you go. Sounds pretty radical to me. She wants to shut us down, shut down social media, shut down anyone who has a voice. In our country, free speech basically gone so we can run the world. Do you think she would get by with something like that? Do you think she wouldn't have the power, even though she's a puppet on strings? Well, check out what RFK tells us about Kamala and how she imprisons parents in California.
There's a video that came out this week that's gone absolutely viral. And it is the story of a woman named Sherry Peoples, this extraordinary black lady who is a healthcare worker. Her daughter had sickle cell anemia and was in the hospital. She was in the hospital for 60 days and she missed 60 days of school. Kamala Harris implemented a policy. She found out that there was a lot of truancy in California and that the state was losing $1.8 billion a year in federal funds because of truancy. She said publicly, and you can look at this film, I want that money. So I'm going to do something that nobody else has done. I'm going to start putting parents in prison who have truant kids.
And I believe a child going without an education is tantamount to a crime. So I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
This was the first person that she put in. She sent the police to Sherry Peoples' house. Sherry's daughter, who graduated from high school, despite losing all that, she was in agony from sickle cell anemia. 60 days in the hospital, because she was hospitalized, she didn't get to school. And she ended up graduating high school with a 3.8 GPA, so she was not slacking. But Kamala Harris sent police to her house and handcuffed the mother and jailed her. And she lost her job, she lost her home, and she had to live in hotels thereafter. And the police, when they arrested her, she said to them, you can see it on the tape. She said, are you really gonna handcuff me? She was wearing her pajamas. She was dragged out of bed. She was handcuffed behind her back. The police said, if you wanna complain, complain to Kamala Harris.
Make America healthy again, right? All this information playing out, of course, on the intel board of President Trump dropping at 22:18, a 31-second video. If you go to 31 on the cue board, world stalemate, we have all the goods on everyone else. That was released in 2017, November 1st. It's part of the reason why some things that the back that tie back to foreign heads of state will remain classified. Not all. We are in one of the most critical times of our country. Trump and others are working to balance the "we're doing well for America" for the common person to endorse, while at the same time purify our government and remove the bad actors who are entrenched. There is so much string pulling and blackmail that we need to cut these off to truly gain the power granted to us by the patriots and hardworking people of this great country. I think that message pertains to now. How about you? Other folks on the front firing lines would be Carrie Lake. They're always after her. She happened to do a debate here recently against Ruben Galeo. So when she does this, check out some of the points she does here.
He voted against President Trump's national emergency on the border. He said the border's not that big of a deal in Arizona when he was talking to people who were donating money to his campaign, and said he's not an expert on the border. We need somebody who understands the threat on the border. And I do. And President Trump does. And on day one, we're going to get busy undoing the damage caused by Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Ruben Gallego, who's voted with him 100% of the time. Can you imagine voting with the Kamala Harris and Joe Biden 100% of the time, especially when it comes to the border? You know, this isn't just about an open border. We've got 20 million people pouring in. They're taking jobs. They're taking housing. This is why nobody can afford housing anymore, because we're having to compete with people who've come in illegally. I am completely opposed to an open border. I am 100% for legal immigration. My mother-in-law came here legally, and all of the incredible immigrants of this country who came here legally are horrified by the votes that my opponent has taken. They're horrified by what Kamala Harris has done.
Horrified by what Kamala Harris has done. The border. What else did she do? She went out there, responded to her opponent on this. And it's pure gold.
Ruben Gallego wants to take the choice away from us. He doesn't really care about women's rights. If he cared about women's rights, first of all, I'm astounded that he actually knows the difference between a woman and a man, because I thought there were, 147 different genders. I do care about women's rights. I come from a family of women, and I have a daughter of my own and many nieces and nephews. And I care about Lakin Riley's right to exist and live and be safe. But his votes have caused it to where people are pouring across our border, dangerous people, taking away the lives of women. I care about the ability for our daughters to be able to participate in athletics. He doesn't want that. And he doesn't care about your First Amendment right to the women out there who might disagree with him politically. He wants to censor you. So let's talk about women's rights. Women care about a lot of different issues, Ruben. I know you spent, $40 million on attack ads regarding abortion. Think of how many lives could have been saved and how many women could have been helped with $40 million. And think about what we could have done to help make our country a better place with all those attack ads.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So, again, we've got all types of battles happening with the professors. Kamala, we're finding out who she really is and what she stands behind if she gets into office. We even had an issue here recently I'm going to share with you before we close today of this whistleblower in Georgia. Remember the chemical plant that blew up with the fire? The biolab whistleblower told Georgia lawmakers that the government was scared because he was ready to bring warrants against the mayor. And check this out, folks. He ended up on your screen dead hours later. Check this out.
How are we going to solve this? We need a federal criminal investigation. EPA Region 4 is the worst region in the United States. Look it up. Rockdale County been out of federal compliance for 4 decades. I've been fighting for 6 years. They put a guy on the ballot illegally. He wasn't an incoming. So I'm pulling out warrants now. Yeah, the governor's scared. I've been fighting and been saying that their company was going to explode. No one listened. We got to remove this company out of this community.
So I guess he's gone now. This huge fight, this battle that we've all been involved in involves the key thing, which is our children. And we need to remember that.
She lost 325,000 migrant children. Their parents are looking for them. Think of you with their parents. Think of you with their parents. 325 due to incompetence, due to the fact that she had the worst border, due to the fact that she let our great people not run the border. She got rid of all the things that we were doing. We had the safest border. We went from the safest to the worst. Those children are now dead, in slavery, or just plain missing. Probably most of them will never be found again.
325,000 children gone. I believe that's the initial reason and big one that President Trump said, you know what, I've had enough. I want my grandkids to have a place to grow up where they don't have to worry about their grandchildren. We need to take this group of people that are in politics and Hollywood, the singers, all these influencers, the billionaires that went to Epstein Island and more, the ones that are causing chaos for all of us day in and day out because they can't stand the fact that we want our freedom back, that our eyes are opened. They can't stand the fact that we have social media now that allows us to share things that, you know, Kamala wants to take away from everyone. It's not her. It's the people, the puppet masters over her. So they picked somebody and said, hey, you're elevated there, Kamala, because you were great at putting parents in jail without thinking twice because they were taking care of their children who were in the hospital. That's where we're at. And I saw this from Common Sense IQ test every hour on the hour. We need to pray. I'm going to read this as we close. Every hour on the hour, prayer warriors, use your power. We must rise. The time is now. Raise your voice. Prayer is how. We defeat evil. Games being played. Authority given. Be unafraid. Upon the altar, place your pleas. The raging waters and surging seas spinning toward our coastal line prepare for attack. It's by design. Wickedness stirs. Shield our land beyond destructive. Remove their hand from decimating our lives again. Milton sent from the viper's den. Warriors pray. Our enemy willing sacrifices humanity. Our elders forced, as many are, without the means to travel far. We hunker down to ride the storm, congested routes, evacuations worn. Yet gas is sparse. We can't deny the weather warfare of this hurricane eye. It's always the eye, all-seeing pact. The soulless send another attack. We must invoke our prayer vibration. Thy kingdom come, we're his creation. Souls ignited, thy will be done. Watch the water being spun. Mercy granted to those who stay, emerge unharmed. We all must pray. Every hour, on the hour, prayer warriors, use your power. This is a must. Ceaseless, we pray. Humble thyself, in him obey. Hear our cries, our voices praise. Convictions planted, shields are raised. Beginning now, do not quit. Join the chorus. Prayerfully commit. We are the change, we are the news, we will preserve as they abuse. So every hour on the hour, prayer warriors, use your power.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for dissipating the storm. From a Category 5, it went down to 2. We were hoping that it would completely go away, but we know your will is being done on this earth. And we ask that you would continue to guide and direct the true leaders up to protect our country, our states, our counties, our cities, our homes. The immorality has ran rampant throughout our country and throughout the earth. May you continue to pull that back and bring the standard, the canon back, the word of God back, so we can get back to what is right morally throughout our land. We know it's one day at a time. We are heading towards this huge election like no other. We sense it, we feel it, and we ask that you can have mercy on our country. Allow us to bring true leadership back. Please protect those on the front lines. Protect all of those that are out there trying to rescue folks in the mountains, and those that are going out throughout Florida, they're going to restore everything that has been destroyed. Thank you for this great land of America. May it be restored completely once again. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Folks, I hope these daily updates are good for you. Hope that you are staying safe and looking for ways to support others any way you can, especially in prayer. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.